Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Keith Stove.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the COVID-19 pandemic and impeachment trial of former U.S. President Donald Trump.
The Ministry of Health reports that 18 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday and 85 tested positive for the coronavirus.
According to the Minister of Health, almost 35,000 people have tested positive for COVID-19 in Zimbabwe since March last year, and 29,630 have recovered.
And the figures that are coming in from Johns Hopkins University here in the United States reports that about 108 million people have contracted COVID-19 worldwide, and nearly 2.4 million have succumbed to the disease.
In USA alone, 27 million people have contracted COVID-19, and more than 475,000 have died.
To discuss this issue tonight, we have Mpilo Central Hospital Acting Medical Superintendent Professor Solwayo Ngwenya.
Yeah, before going to Solwayo Ngwenya, sikufuna ukuthi lamhla kwenzakalani kunapha ke ku Studio 7 Live Talk. Sikhuluma ke COVID-19, sakhuluma njalo la ngokuthoniswa kwamacala kaDonald Trump, owayengumongameli wakwele Melika. Siyabona ukuthi ke ama impeachment managers ayethule kade kwethula izolo, lamhla sokungena ke abadefender uTrump, singathi amagqwetha akhe. Sizathi ke sikhokhele uProfessor Solwayo Ngwenya ngokwenzakala khonapha ke nge-COVID-19. Ye, kunjalo ke Mavulas.
Aiwa, kunewa vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chanhasi. Nhasi semusi wechishanu kudai February 12. Tiri kutepfenyura tiri kuumba pano pachirongwa chenyu cheLive Talk pamusoro pedenda reCOVID-19 iro rauraya vanhu vakawanda munyika uyezve kana pasi rose. Johns Hopkins University iri muno muAmerica inoti uwandu hwevanhu vari kuwana vachibatira COVID-19 huri kuwanda pasi rose, uyezve muno muAmerica matiri mune vanhu vashaya vanodaudzira 400,000 zvichikwira. Asi tinoona kuti hurumende yava Joe Biden iri kutaura iyo kuti ichange ichibaisa nhomba vanhu pamazuva zana avapinda muhofisi vanokwira ivo kudaudzira 100 million. Uyezve nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika pamusoro pedenda iro reCOVID-19, tichitarisa zvakare zviri kubuda iko kuno kuAmerica. Panyaya yekutongwa kwevaimbova mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaDonald Trump, avo vari kupomerwa ivo mhosva yekupeshedzera vatsigiri vavo kuti vaite zvemhirizhonga. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa tichiona kuti nezuro vamamaneja nevamwewo mabato eDemokrati vakange ivo vachipa umbowo pamberi pedare reSenate pamusoro penyaya iyi. Nhasi tichaona magweta avaTrump vachitaurawo kuti sei vari kuti ivo vaTrump havana mhosva. Tozomirira kuona kuti vhoti yacho ichafamba sei munguva inotevera.
So, as indicated, let's start with Professor Solwayo Ngwenya. He's the acting chief executive of Mpilo Hospital. Welcome to the program, Dr. Ngwenya.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. So, tell us a bit about the lockdown that is there these days in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we see that the numbers are almost going down, but is the lockdown working?
Yes, thank you very much. Good evening to viewers. Yes, the lockdown seemed to work very well for us here. Before it was implemented, quite a lot of figures were rising every day, reaching 100 and so per day, more than 100, some days 1,000 a day. So with this lockdown, the figures have reduced. Yesterday, I think, was only 80, 85 or so. And the deaths also were very worrying. And these have also come down dramatically. So yes, indeed, the lockdown is working, and we hope that it continues like this.
So now, looking at the COVID-19 vaccine, we have been informed that the Chinese vaccine will be delivered next week. So when it arrives, when it is delivered, what is going to happen? Are they going to taste it, or they will simply start inoculating people?
No, it will check first by our medical laboratories in Harare before it is sent to the people. It won't come straight. There is a Medicine Control Council of Zimbabwe in Harare. It checks all the medicines and all the vaccines when they arrive in the country. They check quality control to see that, yes, indeed, it's a vaccine. It's not just containing water. And if they are happy, then it is left to the government to start rolling it out.
So now, according to the way you are looking at the whole thing, who's going to be first on the line? And are there any tangible plans of rolling it out? How is it going to be done?
Yes, the government wants to prioritize. Obviously, the vaccines are not enough for everyone. So the government is going to start with the health workers and other frontline workers. Anyone who is dealing in the with a lot of people like prison officials, police.
Vachiwenga pavakatora nhomba ine zuro vakati zvese zvaifanira kunge zviri kuitwa zvakaitwa saka tichange tiine vanyarikani vari pano nyanzvi tichange tichitaurawo nesu pamusoro penhomba iyoyi yeCovid-19 yakabva kuChina tichitarisa zvakare kuti tine mumwe mutori wedu wenhau akawanikwa wachitorwa nhomba iyoyi sekuziva kwamunoita isu tine mabasa edu tichitoriwo mafrontline workers dzistate iri pamberi ipapapa saka tichange tiri kunzwawo kubva kwaari Tsvangirai Mukwazhi kuti iye paakapuwa nhomba iyi zvakafamba sei pane zvaari kunzwa here zvasiyana pane zvaanga ari kunzwa nezuro kuitira tienderere mberi tichiona kuti nhomba iyi yakamira sei uyezve ichabatsira sei nyika nekuti tinonzwa kuti hurumende yezimbabwe iri kuti pari zvino nhomba dzakasvika inhomba dzavakapiwa pachena nehurumende yechina asi vachaenderera mberi vachitenga dzimwe nhomba kuti dzizouya zvakare munyika munguva inotevera kuti vanhu vawanikwe vachipiwa nhomba idzodzi Ntunga
Ongoma saga, let's dive in with our fellow journalist Tsvangirai Mukwazhi. We also have Dr. Ebukosi Dube, kodwa singakabuyi kuwe dokotela siye kuMukwazhi. VaMukwazhi tinokugamuchirai muchirongo. Probably you have forgotten me. The last time we were together was several years ago in Bulawayo when we were covering Tibai Juka. She had come to Zimbabwe about the home demolitions, Murambatsina. Remember that?
Oh, yes. That's a long time.
That's a long time ago. Yeah. Okay, let's dive in. You got a shot yesterday after Vice President Chiwenga. How did it feel like?
In terms of how it felt like, I think it was just a procedure. You know, the first step was to get one more details. You know, they took details of your IDs and other stuff, and then they took samples of your blood, and then thereafter you get a jab. You know, the shot, like any syringe or any injection. You know, just a slight little and comfortable feeling when you get pricked. But other than that, nothing was, bad or felt uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. And many people are very skeptical about this vaccine. How did you overcome that?
I think it comes down to one's attitude. You know, I think, if you read too much information on the net, which is good, but again, it can be toxic, you know. I just took it like any other vaccine, you know. I've gotten before the yellow fever vaccine about 5 years ago, you know, and it just felt the same, you know. I don't think there is anything wrong with that particular vaccine that I got yesterday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Mr. Mukwazhi, and please do stay on the line. Maf, over to you.
Hey, maybe nikada kunzwa kuna vamukwazhi nekuti kuno kuAmerica panopiwa nhomba idzi vanhu vasikutorwa ropa asi zvawati dokta varipo maybe regatitange taenda kuna dokta atinzwe kuti procedure inoitwa iko kuno kuAmerica usati watora nhomba iyi yakamira sei zvasiyana here nekuti nhomba iyi ndeyekuChina kana kuti zvakamira sei
So I cannot speak to the specifics of what happened with this one particular patient because I don't know all the details. Maybe they were looking for something. Maybe it was his routine annual checkup. That's why they needed blood work. But typically, you do not need to draw any blood work prior to getting these vaccines. Here in the U.S., we have been administering the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines, and there's no need to draw blood prior to administering those vaccines. As part of the COVID response team for my state, here in the state of Oregon, I can tell you that the Sinopharm vaccine is similar in many ways, even though the technology is slightly different. It's a live attenuated vaccine as opposed to mRNA vaccine that we've been using here in the U.S.
Mhm. Abantu abanengi dokotela bathi ikakhulu ekhaya bathi bayayisaba lijekiseni ngoba into zeChina esikhathini esiningi abantu abazithembi. Njalo bathi mhlawumbe iChina ize kwenza ama-experiments ebantwini lapha ngejekiseni engakaphumeleli engakaziwa ukuthi iyawelapha ngempela lomkhuhlane. Ungathini ngalokho?
Hayi, i-vaccine le has been tried and tested in numerous trials. I'm sure you have seen ukuthi other countries have been administering these vaccines. The UAE vaccinated half their population with the Sinopharm vaccine with no issues. In Dubai also did the same thing. And other parts of the world have been using these vaccines, including in Morocco, Peru, and without any fanfare. So, if it's available, if it's the only one that's available, then they should go ahead and get this vaccine. And if you'd rather get this vaccine and be protected than actually get the coronavirus and potentially die from this disease.
Oregon kona ngapho bakhona yini abantu abawasolayo laba majekiseni abangafuna ukuhlatshwa njengalokho esikuzwa ekhaya?
Yeah, bakhona abaningi, but what you have to do is you have to meet people where they are. You have to understand why is it that they have what we call vaccine hesitancy. Here in the U.S., we have an issue of systemic racism, which has led to healthcare disparities and also it looks like a cultural memory of medical experimentation, which in turn leads to vaccine hesitancy. So you have to understand where people are and meet them where they are. So when I'm talking about vaccine hesitancy in this particular case, I'm speaking primarily about the Latinx community and the Native Americans who have had this issue of the medical experimentation and who suffer the systemic racism. So you have to understand why people have this hesitancy and then meet them wherever they are.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dokotela Dube, and please do stay on the line. Marv.
Andombodzokera kuna mukoma tsvangirai mukwazi kuti komuri yenyu yakatambira sei nyaya iyi yekuti makawanikwa muchibayiwa nhomba iyi nekuti tinoona vazhinji sokutaura kwavamboita tunga vamwe vari kutya asi tanzwa dhokoterapo vachitaura kuti dzimwe dzenguva zvinenge zviri zvinhu zvavari kunzwa kubva kune zvakamboitika fanike munomo kuamerica panyaya yenhomba tinoona vatema vamwe vari kubwesa kana kuti kutyawo kunobayiwa nhomba iyi nenyaya yezvavakamboona zvakaitika munguva yapfuura. Asi muri yenyu yakanzwa sei?
Muri yangu payakanzwa kuti ndabayiwa jekiseni revaccination Wakazvitambira mune zvakanaka. Hapana dambudziko ravanaro kana kuti kushungurudzwa zvakangodaro. Vakazvitambira zvakanaka ende hapana ini dambudziko randinaro pari zvino. Vamushamwari vari munharaunda vamwe vari vanombondifonera zvavo vachida kuziva kuti ndamuka zvakanaka here kana kuti mwiri wangu uri nani here, kuda kungoda kungocheka kwandiri asi panyaya pamhuri yangu zvangu ndingangoti vakazvitambira zvakanaka.
Ko nhomba yechipiri muri kuibayiwa rini?
Nhomba yechipiri ndichitarisa kadhi randakapiwa nechivaccination kadhi randakapiwa ndiri kubayiwa musi wa 18 March ndo pandinofanira kubayiwa rechipiri.
Mm-hmm. Ko vachiwenga vachibayiwawo nezuro vakatanga vatorwa ropa?
Munhu wese akatorwa ropa. Chinhu chokutanga chaunoitwa usati wabayiwa, unosvika panzvimbo panenge pana nesi woratidza chitupa chako, wotanga watestwa. Vanotora kutesta kuona kuti une COVID here kana kuti hauna COVID. Saka ndochekutanga chinotanga kuitwa. Saka watestwa waonekwa kuti hauna COVID, then woenda pa next stage yaunotorwa ropa. Watorwa ropa then unobayiwa. Saka munhu wese akaitwa izvozvo. Munhu wese akatorwa ropa, munhu wese akatestwa kuona kuti haana COVID here kana Mwari sausa achimbabuda ipapo usati wabayiwa.
Thank you very Mkoma Tsvangirai. Please do stay on the line. Ameno, nyaya yekutorwa ropa, we heard Dr. Dube vari kutaiwa kuno there is no ropa riri kutorwa from kuvanhu. I think that goes back to the issue atambo kurukura nezvayo padare meeting makuseni, even nezuro. Nyaya yekuti pakambobuda mashoko yekuti vanhu kuZimbabwe vanenge vane certain conditions havafaniri kubayiwa nhomba iyi. But again, I think from our reporting today, my officials are saying, no, that is not true. Munhu wese achabayiwa. Ameno kuti uri kuzviona sei, something sounds to be amiss here.
Ndosaka ini ndandabvunza panyaya yeropa because takaona zvechokwadi vachiwenga vachitanga vatorwa ropa. Vakateswawo futi COVID-19 vakatorwa ropa ndobva vazowanikwa vachibayiwa nhomba. Asi ndoda kupa mubvunzo uyu kuna Dr. Dube. Panyaya iyoyi yawabvunza kuti iko kuno kuAmerica, munhu pane vanhu vanonzi ava vafanira kubayiwa here Jackson iri kana kuti pane maexemption here zvinofamba sei?
Maexemption actual ndi vanhu vane maallergies to the ingredients used to make the vaccine themselves. So for the most part, there are no medical conditions that would necessitate holding back the vaccines.
Isaka, as far as you know, kunoku vaDube, there is nothing like kutorwa ropa even munhu ane allergies wacho anongobvunzwa kuti do you have any allergies. Is that the standard procedure?
Yes, that is the standard procedure. So to be clear, it's not regular allergies. It's allergies to the actual ingredients that are used to make the vaccine. If you have allergies like seasonal allergies, allergic rhinitis, and allergies to eggs, allergies to cats, dogs, bees, you name it, you can still get the list of vaccines that we're administering here in the U.S. And so far, we've only been administering the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine, which have, as I stated earlier, used slightly different technology. Not slightly different. It's more advanced technology. The Sinopharm vaccine is a live attenuated vaccine where they take the virus itself, coronavirus, and weaken it using chemicals, and then That's how they make the vaccine. That's actually one of the most common ways of making vaccines. That's the oldest way of making vaccines. We still use that to this day with numerous other vaccines that people have taken in the past. Whereas what we're using here in the U.S. is mRNA, messenger RNA vaccine.
And given all this cloud and hesitancy in Zimbabwe, Dr. Dube, we know for a fact that there isn't much education going on being done by the government to educate people about this vaccine and explain why people should get vaccinated, and more importantly, explain the procedure. Why are officials drawing blood from people before they get the vaccine? Shouldn't government be explaining that to the people?
That would be something that the medical team, medical practitioners in Zimbabwe should be doing, explaining why they need to draw blood, because the standard procedure is not to draw blood, even with the Sinopharm vaccine. I wonder if they're checking for antibodies prior to getting the vaccine and seeing if people had been previously exposed to COVID-19. So I don't know why they're doing that, but education is definitely important. Patients should have autonomy, and they should understand what it is they're being exposed to and why they're being exposed to certain things, including drawing blood.
Namhlanje amajekiseni ebehanjiswa endaweni ezitshiyeneyo zelizwe ngoba abantu abaningi bona ababakhwalifayayo, ama-frontline workers, abakwezempilakahle, abe-immigration labanye bazaqala ukuhlatshwa nge-Monday. Ilizwe elifana leZimbabwe, we know ukuthi lilama-logistical, you know, challenges. Kodwa ngokubona kwakho, alubana kuthe kwahamba kuhle ijekiseni layo itholakala ngesikhathi sonke ngoba uhulumende wathi after every 2 weeks baza kuba bethola idelivery ukuthi kungabi le shortage. Alubana kuhle kwahamba kuhle, ubona ukuhlantshwa kwabantu elizweni lonke kuthatha isikhathi esinganani, njalo lama cases ebuya phansi sivile, sifika ku herd immunity efuna nguhulumende.
So it depends on how they manage the logistics, their supply chain, and how they roll it out. It all depends on how the infrastructure, the medical infrastructure is primed to roll the vaccines out. Typically, to reach herd immunity, what you need is about, I want to say, 75% to 85% of the population needs to be vaccinated. So, given that they just started giving the vaccines izolo, I suspect it'll be a while before they reach herd immunity. Maybe August, September, November, if they're lucky.
But you are talking about 75-80% to achieve herd immunity, but Zimbabwe is talking about 60%. Wouldn't that be enough?
It's 60% is a bit on the low side. If you talk to the epidemiologists, they would say that 60% is a bit on the low side. You want to go as high as 75% is as low as it should be to be somewhat reasonably safe.
Siyabonga dokotela qhubeka uvambile emafu.
Apo ndiri kunzwa dokotera vanga vari kutaura iyo panyaya yeherd immunity. Sokutaura kwawaita iwewe, tinonzwa Zimbabwe ichitaura kuti 60%, iwo ndavanzwa vati 75%. Ndinoshuvira kuti dai takwanisa kuwana vamwe chiremba vari kuZimbabwe kuti tinyatsonzwa kana kuti munhu ari muhurumende, asi ndiri kuedza akutiti kwa nsonge vachu ya pa program asi ndopo enda angu kuna mkoma changirai mkwaji kuti pane vamo vanoita basa tinoita ekutora nhau nezvimwe zvakadaro hurumende pari zvino vari kutora here vanhu vatori venhau sema frontline workers
pari zvino zvakaitika hurumende semazira ndinoita iri kutora vatori venhau sema frontline workers pakaitwa takamirirwa nebato remajournalists reZimbabwe Union of Journalists uye Misa Zimbabwe yakaendeswawo zvichemo kune hurumende kuti tikwanisewo kuwana kubayiwa jekiseni recovid rekudzivirira COVID-19 saka zvichireva kuti hurumende inotambira kuti tiri ma essential service kana kuti hatinoti mafrontline workers sevatori venhau.
Goma challenges that you've been facing as a frontline worker in this era of COVID mungati taura kuti ndemapi?
Se frontline worker nguva ino ye pandemic yekukavha COVID chinhu chino paunobuda uchibva kumba uchienda kunoita basa rako dzimwe nguva tinopinda muzvipatara dzimwe nguva tinopinda kune vanhu vakawanda wanda saka dambudziko rinenge riri pakuti unenge uchingotyawo nyangwe hako tichizvikwanisa kuzvidzivirira tichitora matanho ekupfeka magloves nekusanitiza maoko edu nekupfeka mamask but dzimwe nguva paunongosvikawo kumba unenge une kamwe kapfungwa kungoti pamwe pane pandakanganisa pasvedza pandakanganisa pamwe pamwe ndogona kunge ndabatira saka ndoma madambudziko atinongosangana nawo asi saka totambira zvikuru kuuya kwe Jackson re COVID rekudzivirira COVID-19 rinoita kuti ukwanisewo kushanda uchiziva kuti wakaprotectwa not entirely but unenge uchiziva kuti at least pane coverage wenokuno kuita kuti ukwanise kudzivirirwa kusabata chirwere.
Thanks Mkoma Tsvangirai. Please do stay on the line. Nyaye ye psychology mavuka ngokuda oenda kunobata tuma groceries kumashopu kutodzoka kumumba ya very uncomfortable like maybe ndatoibata COVID yacho akutanga kutozora tuma sanitizer inini hamene ndinozora kangani ndikabuti
akonditozoteseika uchitofamba kana uchiona panapa nditori nemask yangu iyi kuti ndikatobuda panapa nayo nayo asi regai tiende kuna Dr. Dube tombonzwa kuti mabasa amuri kuita ikoko kwamuri ndeyeyu uyezve Zimbabwe ingadzidzei pane mabasa amuri kubata panyaya iyoyi yecovid-19.
So I am an internal medicine physician by training and I've specialized in hospital medicine. So I take that's what I did for the last 9 or so years. But since the beginning of the pandemic, I have been part of the Oregon's response team to the COVID-19. So taking care of coming up with public health guidance to ensure that the state of Oregon and its people are going through this pandemic in a way that we minimize the number of cases and minimize the number of deaths. So that's what I've been doing. So I've been in the thick of this from for a while now. Back to you, Nomsa Nkomo and Mamlas.
Oh, okay. All right. Mavelas, ubuzumbuzo lapha. Okay. Let me do this. Mav, Dr. Dwe wanga wasinga kudze isaka mbunza mbunzu wache
waka. I technology. Ini danda mbunza mbunzu kuti tataura pana pa kuti isusu sevanu wa gara lockdown tafto shisa 1 year mna machi antiti nchunga.
Mm-hmm.
Kubuda panzi chaipo unengo uchito uchika uye jene shumye shakadaro. Imini as doctor, how are you coping during this pandemic? Also, can you just remind us what should people be doing so that they do not contract this COVID-19? You know, I know we repeatedly people get told, but we just need to hear it from you.
I'll take the second question first, which is what should people be doing? The main thing is the COVID protective behaviors. One, make sure, thank you, Marvelous, for modeling your mask. One, make sure you have a mask whenever you leave the home. Two, oh yes, Nomza Nankomo, the way to go. Two, make sure you practice good hand hygiene. Wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Or if you don't have access to soap and water, use hand sanitizer with alcohol content of 60% or greater. Three, physical distancing. So for those who are back home, I'll say that physical distancing is the CDC is saying we should stay 2 meters apart, which is 6 feet. The World Health Organization is saying at least a meter apart, which is 3 feet. The further away you are from people, the better. Six feet, which is 2 meters, is better than one meter. So those are the three main things. You should also be avoiding traveling, because when you travel, you get exposed to a lot of different people, and you are at an increased risk of getting the virus. And lastly, avoid large crowds. That's one of the best ways this vaccine spreads, whenever there are large crowds. So those five things are the best mitigation factors for ensuring that you don't get the virus.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to the first question, which is how are we coping? I'm not going to lie to you. It is incredibly, incredibly hard because it's a war zone that doesn't come to an end. When people are deployed in the military, they spend what, 6 weeks or at most 12 weeks during a combat stint, and then they leave. They bring in fresh troops, and the troops that were in the front lines, you know, go back home, and then it's not a continuous 12 months, like Marvelous pointed out, which as frontline workers, we have been experiencing. That's incredibly traumatic. That's very, very challenging mentally and emotionally, because you want to do the right thing for people, and you want to give the best care possible. And we're also not trained to be in a combat situation indefinitely, which is what we've been going through. And also on a societal level, like you were pointing out, Ngomo, it's traumatic to constantly worry about, now, puma pandle, am I going to get this virus? Am I going to get this virus? It's incredibly exhausting mentally and emotionally to live in a state like that. It's a chronic stress syndrome, which in and of itself is a medical condition that can lead to, you know, heart attacks, strokes, high blood pressure, and things like that. So you may not die of COVID, but you may die of these are the things that are a result of the chronic stress that come with living in this condition.
Mm-hmm. I see. kulesa we have a surface, then I surface liana ibanjwe ngumuntu ole COVID kusale igciwane lapha na dokotela. Then umuntu ongelayo I COVID abuye abambe athatha igciwane lelana no, let me put it this way. Umuntu le COVID enga seyathimule igciwane lihlale kwenye indawo. How long does igciwane lelana take ukuthi life before somebody else can pick it up?
So it depends what kind of surface it is, Ante. And what exposures the surface is exposed to. If it's out in the open, then it doesn't take long. That's why outside is always better than inside when talking about COVID protective behaviors. So there are some surfaces that are prone to enable the virus to live longer. So it varies. It varies. But for the most part, what we've been telling, a good example is I'm a library. So what we've been telling our librarians is they should keep them for about 8 hours prior to sending them out without having to wipe them down. That ensures the list of viruses is inactivated or killed.
Okay. Thanks, Doctor. Kubeka uvambile ecingweni mafi.
Tomboenda kuna mkoma Tsvangirai. Pane nyaya inonetsa muZimbabwe nyaya yemaPPE. Mamuri kufamba umu, muri kuona zvakamira sei muzvipatara pamuri kuita basa renyu sevatori venhau?
Ngoma Tsvangirai. Ameno maf connection ya mkoma Mukwazi ndofunga iri kuda kunetsa apa. Mkoma Mukwazi muri kutinzwa? Halo, vaMukwazi? Fone yavo ameno mafu kuti aita sei connection yavo asi kiregaiti mbo ameno tozokera kuna vadhuve kana vane mbvunzo
aiwa regai tidzokere kuna chiremba zvatinavo nhasi chiremba vadhuve choenderera mberi nekutaura ameno kana muri kukwanisa kutaura neshona mutipindure kuti vamwe vanenge vachichema-chemawo vachitifanike kumusha vanhu vari kuenda kundufu vakawanda nhasi tiri kuona pane muimbi uyu ashaya Soldier Love kana kuti Sauro ndaona pane vana vakawanda vari kuuya kuzowanikwa vachioneka naye panguva inoyi yecovid zvinhu zvakadai vanhu vangapuwa dzidziso sei panguva inoyi yecovid kuti kana kuine ndufu zvii zvavanofanira kunge vari kuita nyanya kumusha.
Kubata maoko is very important in our culture, right? So maybe vanhu kana vachida kuenda kunobata maoko they should organize times where they can go in such that they don't end up having vanhu vakawanda in one place.
And I'm sure
Nimatambuzi good and that's what the Soldier Love Vakashaya.
Vakashaya I think name Swe Chipiri. Isaga as in Feni Konapo we know because of ama cultures Achiana Togotela Tuve Avanye Mutagubanji Zanza Vabambi Zanza literally. So Gulapo Guba Lula Konugutum Kushane U Memetek.
Ama hand sanitizer. That would be a good place which assuming some hand sanitizer. That's a very good way of spreading a virus.
Okay, thanks to Dokotela Kubekuvambile. Mav Mukoma Mukwazi wadzoka apa. Mukoma Mukwazi Foneni sati akata I mavela sanga vunza anzi inyaye ma PPE takambozwa kuti iri kunetsa ku Zimbabwe kana muchiita panhau zvizva muri kuona. Fone mukoma wangu ya Donna Footmouth.
Aiwa network asi ndiri kuvanzwa surprisingly.
To Donna.
Okay. But I don't know. I don't know. Wawani kwa vachidzoka zvakare nekuti tichida kunzwa ndo vanenge vari pamberi apa vachiona zviri kuitika munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana uyezve ivo vane sangano revatori venhau pavachadzoka vagotitsanangura sangano iri riri kuita nezvei vanga vari kuwanikwa vachibatsira vanhu vari kutarisana nenzara panguva ino yeCovid-19 vachiita zvakare basa rekuvapa mamask nezvimwe zvakadaro saka pavachadzoka tichanzwa kuti sangano iri riri kufamba sei pari zvitombo.
Mavitimbo ndibo kubata muromo ndatova na councillor Sinikiwe Mtanda ndambovatsvaga stereka si foni yavo yanga ichiramba saka ndatova navo parunhare apa timbonzwa councillor sizve kona apo kubulawa sivone amajekiseni efika namuhla uhlelo lokuhlatshwa kwabantu luqala kuthiwa luqala ngomvulo njengomasipala wakobulawayo njengabantu bakobulawayo likwamukela njani lokho
abo ngokubulawa
Councillor Mtanda kahle ngufonele futhi kahle ngitshayele futhi ucingo luyaquma sizwanani kuhle. Yeah, that line is a bit sketchy, Mav. Let me try and reach her again. Dofunga ongo datwa but councillor velu hlupucingo singazwanani kuhle bensithi likwamukela njani lokhu njengabantu bakobulawayo ukuthi ama Jackson sefike. Councillor ngilusizi iyaqume yabhampa futhi ifoni kahle ngiqume ngizama ukufonela kutsha. Maf tine dambudziko apo asi endera hakombe.
Vanga vari kuedza zvechokadi kwanzura kuti vatiudze kuti kwakamira sei kubulawayo kwavari ikoko asi pana Dr. Simbiso ranga vari kuno vari ku North Carolina unogona kuzovaona vachipinda muchirongwa ndandambovakumbira kuti vauyewo vachitipa pfungwa dzavo kuti vari kuona sei nyaya yenhomba. Ivo zvakare vakawanikwa vachitora nhomba ikoko ku North Carolina kwavari. Regai tidzokere kuna Dr. Dube timbonzwa kuti ivo vakatora here nhomba iyi yeCovid-19.
Dr. Dube.
Ndakaitora nhomba na January, beginning of January. And I got the second shot in February, early February. No issues at all.
Saka ndimi mato akuruka.
I still have to practice those behaviors because I can be a carrier of the virus even if I'm vaccinated. It just means that I don't get sick from it, but I can still spread it.
So emolini yakho I'm sure the family ngwe wethu ahlatshwa kumbe labo bahlatshwa ba
yini yedwa.
Okay.
Yeah. Abantwana bakahlatshwa.
Aha. Okay. Siyabonga dokotela qhubeka ubambile timbonzo amkomatsangirai. Mkoma mkwazi. Halo bamkwazi. Hey, fone nyambo.
Yes, ndipano.
Kongo. Itanga mavanga mbovunza nenyaya mapPE kuti akambonetsa kuZimbabwe akuwanikwa mushe here ikoko.
MapPE akuwanika. I think muma pharmacy muma shops chaimo unogona kuti kutenga zoku ma maski nema gloves ne zvakangowanda zvinokwanisa kudzivirira kuti usabate chirwere che COVID 19.
We've lost Mkoma Tsvangirai again, but we are now joined by another doctor, Dr. Simbiso Ranga, from I think North Carolina. And Dr. Dube is still on the line. Please stay on the line there. Dr. Ranga Magadi.
Tinofara Magadi.
I was no far ahead. Kuri se kwa muri ku North Carolina ko.
North Carolina kuri nani kuno ku chando a little bit. Ameno kwa muri ko.
Aiwa kuri nani ako snow yambodona but not manning too much.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be done with the cold weather soon.
I know. Timbo kurukura ne nyaya ye COVID. Tukona wanu watanga kubaiwa ku Zimbabwe. Wachiwenga wakabaiwa ne Zuro. Uyezwe veru zinji kunyanya nyanya ma healthcare workers. Wari kubaiwa ne msu wechipiri. Muriku zhona waseishu.
Ndirikuona nyaya yekuti vanhu vabayiwe kuZimbabwe ndi pasi rese iri nyaya yakanaka kuti vanhu vabayiwe nhomba kuti vanhu tikwanise kuzvidzivirira kuchirwere cheCOVID-19. Saka for Zimbabweans to be getting vaccinated, that's really a very good thing, and I'm glad we're starting early.
Do stay on the line, the doctor, as I bring in my colleague, Maf.
I think Dr. Dube has his last words because he says he has to jump to another meeting. So maybe let's just ask him to just wrap up from his end, that moving forward, what else can Zimbabwe do to ensure that people buy into this vaccination program?
Dokotela Dube.
Niyabonga ukuthi ngikimi ilinike ithuba ukuthi ngikhume nabantu ekhaya. Tatenda kuti matipa opportunity to tell nanu kumusha. I think what's important is that we have to as a country recognize that this is a public health emergency and not a political issue. One. Two, we have to provide clear messaging on the fact that we are all in this together. Three, we have to address issues of mistrust of the public health and the medical system in Zimbabwe and from the rest of the world. Like I talked about earlier, I understand the issues of vaccine hesitancy, and at the same time, it's important that we recognize that we're in this together, and for us to defeat this, for us to come out on the winning side at the end of this pandemic, we have to fight this together.
Kulavo imumbuzo wokugcina dokotela kulavo abathi kaba soze behlatshwe ngoba kaba itembi lijekiseni ungathini kubo.
So Ngala funusha it checks in. You are necessarily saying kuti you are willing to get the virus le umkhuhlane lo and potentially die from it. That's the risk you're taking. Yes, I know what I'm being dramatic in saying that, but as we all know, there are people that have died from this virus. The Milan doesn't show as konekaya as naseko because of the coronavirus. So I will say, Uti, please take the vaccine when it's available to you.
Siyabonga dokotela ave kukuhle kuba lawe kuhlelo. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Hayi, libonga.
Thank you. Dr. Bukhosi Dube Dey esiphuma ke kuhlelo ngoba sokumele agijime aye kumhlangano and we remain with Dr. Simbiso Ranga as we wind up the show in 5 minutes, Maf.
Ndingade kubvunza pane mvunzo ndambovunza wokuti vanhu vangadzidzei panguva ino yeCOVID-19 panyaya dzendufu. Tinoona kuti pari zvino pane muimbi Soldier Love kana kuti Sauro akashaya. Tirikuona vazhinji vada kuenda vachinomu yatingatiye kunomuremekedza kana zvimwe zvakadaro, asi zvii zvamungape seyambiro yekuti vari kuenda kundufu dzakadai vanofanira kuita?
Of course tinofanira kuviga vafi, asi hatifani kuita behavior yekuti tichinovaviga tiri kuita futi kuti mamwe mafunerals auye. Nekuti tinenge tabata chirwere kana kuti taparadzira chirwere pandufu paya. It is very sad kuti we are losing a lot of loved ones, you know, my relatives, my celebrities, my government ministers and so forth. But in everything that we are doing, whether kuenda ku my funerals iwaya kana my family gatherings, tofana ufunga kuti kune COVID-19. Saga, that means that the behavior here at Tributa or Ema COVID-19 safe behaviors, you know, my face mask is a must. You just can't go anywhere outside your household without wearing a face mask. Social distancing here, and apparently, people shouldn't be sitting next to each other, passing any distance between them. That's not safe. And then basic hygiene. Kugeza maoko nekusabata kuface nokukosorora magokora. I know these are things that we have been talking about a lot, and also I think the government yakaisa ma limits kuti 30 people or so for my funerals. That's for a good reason. I mean, I know it complicates matters, but let's figure out ways kuti pa funeral pano how do we keep it safe. Vafirwa nevari kuya kuzobata maoko, vari kuya kuzobatsira parufu, it's something we have to think about. You can just say pafiwa saka, you know, I'll be disrespectful if I insist kuti ngative nema face mask and the like. That's how we keep ourselves alive so that we avoid more funerals.
And Dr. Ranga, pane nyaya yekutorwa kwevanhu ropa vari kubaiwa nhomba kuZimbabwe. Vachivenga vakatorwa ropa, we had a fellow journalist Tsvangirai Mukwashi akatorwa ropa nezuro. Hanzi is procedural kuZimbabwe, is standard kuti vari kubaiwa nhomba yeSinopharm vanotanga vatorwa ropa. Is that happening here in the United States? Tambobunza wa Bukhosi Dube, Dr. Bukhosi Dube, that shouldn't be happening. Do you have any idea why that is happening?
I think Dr. Dube is correct. Here in America, no, we are not getting blood taken before or after we get the vaccine. However, as you know, Zimbabwe is catching up nenyaya genetic sequencing, you know, like understanding kuti vanhu vari infected already vangani, and they may be doing mass surveys as they are vaccinating people, which I know to some people is like, are we being studied? I think in a way, you know, they are collecting those samples for processing in terms of kuti, do you already have the virus? If you do, what kind of virus variant do you have? I wouldn't be able to speak for the government, but I suppose that that's part of what they are doing.
And shouldn't the government be, you know, telling people, explaining, sending teams to the different parts of the country, explaining the procedure and telling them, okay, as we vaccinate you, we'll be drawing blood for these purposes. Shouldn't that be happening?
They should absolutely be informing people what they are getting the blood for. That's just, it should just, they can't just say, well, it's procedure. What do you need the blood for? And this is what complicates matters when they don't communicate clearly. So not to say that, you know, getting vaccinated and doing testing to figure out if what, you know, the people we are vaccinating, it's working the way it's supposed to, is a problem. So what I would encourage the government is they should release all information pertaining to vaccination, and they should be going out there in the community across the country to inform the people what they are doing, what they know about the vaccine, what they don't know, what they are seeking to learn. Because it's a continuous process. Even here in the United States, they are updating their understanding of the effectiveness of the different vaccines against variants and so forth. So that's an ongoing process where people need to know what the government is doing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Dr. Ranga. Please do stay on the line as we wrap up. Maf, Dine, 1 minute, 30 seconds, Chet.
I think ndodzokera kuna varanga Dr. Ranga kuti vangotaura zvavanga vari kutaura kuti zvizvimwe zvingaitwe nehurumende kuti vanhu vawanikwe ivo vachizoda kutora nhomba iyoyi nekuti tinoziva vazhinji vane mibvunzo yakawanda.
Hurumende inofanira kutsanangurira varuzhinji muZimbabwe zviri kuitwa nenyaya yevaccine, information yese yezvavanoziva about the vaccine, masteps ari kuitwa, each step yavari kutora. Like Tora Ropa and once we sell Tora Pariku Tore way. I think him leaders like Wanava Chuenga Kutanga Kubaiwa is a very good example, and we need to see more government leaders doing the same, and we need to understand which Mama vaccine and Chawaya and the Api Kupi. Once we see, we need as many Zimbabweans vaccinated with the right vaccine as soon as possible.
And maybe the last question, Dr. Ranga. Here in the United States, the government is ramping up testing and, you know, vaccinations, and cases are coming down. What can we expect in the next 3-4 months?
Here in the United States, I think right now we're vaccinated about almost 2 million Americans across the country, save for my weather events like Texas. So in the next 3-4 months, we will see more people vaccinated, less people with the disease. But at the same time, people need to make sure they are staying on point. You don't say, I got vaccinated, so life is back to normal. So I think in about 3-4 months, we should have a significant population in America vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. And that does it for us. That's Dr. Simbiso Ranga from North Carolina. Mav, thank you so much, Doctor.
I have a great day and a great weekend. I watch Dr. Dr. Simbiso Ranga from North Carolina. Chitenda Shakari, Dr. Mukosi Dube Vambuya, vatanga kusaura nesu. Nemutori wedu wenhau zvakare ari kuZimbabwe, not wedu weStudio 7, but watinombosanda naye ari kuAP, tinoshandisa mapicha ake mune zvakawanda. Tsvangirai Mukwazi auyawo achitaura pamusoro penhomba iyo yeCovid-19 yakabayiwa nezuro yakawanikwa ichisvika this week ino, kana kuti iwo vhiki rino kubva kuChina.
Wongo Maf, Slove Sandega yose sfige mapetelwe ni ohlelo lwethu. Kwane lokwa lamhlanje Oliver Lelisayo Ngontunga Milinko Mo.
I'm Marvelous Msanganya, who is saying stay safe and let's see each other again next week. Kana
Marachida. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Good night.